Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Gittin, and we're up to Perek Zayin Mishnah Hey. So says the Mishnah, and this is a sort of a turning point in this parak, where we deal with a different Tanai that, you know, we were talking about all these different types of Tanais, where a husband is dealing with his own death. Now we're dealing with other Tanais that are attached to a get. This is your get on the condition that you pay me 200 zuz. So as soon as the get is given to her, they're divorced, v'titein, and she has to give him the money to make sure that the tanai is fulfilled. So even though he didn't say that the get should be miyad, we assume that that's what he meant, that it should be chal right now, just almanas, that eventually she pays the 200 zuz. Almanas, but if he says, I'm giving you the get on the condition that you pay me the 200 zuz within 30 days, im nasna b'tok shalshim yom, if she pays it up within 30 days, then she's mugreshes, vim lav, but if she doesn't pay it within 30 days, ain't a mugreshes, because he gave a timeline, so that timeline has to be fulfilled. So, says the Mishnah, Amram Shimon Gamliel, Maisa b'tzaydan, there was a story that happened in Tzaydan, be'echot shomer l'ishto, someone said to his wife, hareza gitech al-menasha titnili itztalisi, that this is your get al-menas, that you're giving back my favorite jacket, va'avdi itztaliso, and then she lost it, so she couldn't give it back to him, so v'amru chachamim titen lo estameha, that she doesn't have to give him back his favorite jacket, she's just giving back whatever it's worth. So if it was worth $150, she gives him $150, and that's all you really need. You don't need anything beyond that. Now we move on to Mishnah Vav. Hareza gitech, a man says, this should be your get al-menas shetish Shamshi as Abba, as long as you serve my father, Almanasha Taniki Esmini, or on the Tanai that you nurse my child. So she's going to have to serve the father for a day, or nurse the baby for a day. Kami himini kaso, how long do we assume that it's normal to nurse the baby? Meaning, during what time period of the baby's life can she still fulfill that Tanai? Shtei shanim, within the first 2 years of the baby's life, that's what we assume is normal. Rabbi Yehuda omer shmon asur chodesh. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, such an old baby, still nursing, that's not so normal. Only the first 18 months. So she's got to nurse, she's got to fulfill that Tanai and nurse the baby within the first 18 months. Mesa ben osho mesa av, if the baby dies, so he's no longer there to fulfill the condition, or the father dies and is no longer there to fulfill the condition of serving him, hareza get. The get is still going to be kosher, because the only reason the husband asked for these services is because he needed these services. Now that these services are no longer needed, he's not going to hold that over his wife's head for the get to be chal. Hareza gitecha menashat shamshi esaba shtei shanim, but let's say he said this should be your get only on the condition that you serve my father for 2 years, Amanasha Tanikas Benishte Shanim, where you nurse my baby for 2 years, Mesa Ben Shemesa Av, if the son dies or the father dies, so there's no one to serve and there's no one to nurse, Osha Amar Av, if she should shamsheni, or the father says, I don't want her serving me, Shaloba Akpada, not because he's angry at her, he's mochel, he just says, I don't want her serving me, meaning if he was actually angry at her, then we assume that he actually needed the help, and he just didn't like her, so then she didn't fulfill the Tanai. But if she didn't do anything to make him angry, he's just being mochel, he's saying, I don't need the help, so ino get, and all that, those cases, the get is not a good get, because the husband said that she has to do this for X amount of time. So we assume that he wants that to be done, no matter what, whether it's needed or not, for X amount of time, and she cannot, she's not able to fulfill that chiyuv. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, no, if the father told her, I don't need your service, then it's a kosher get. Rav Shmuel Gamliel is going to say that even if the husband said, I want it for 2 years, it's because he thinks he needs that service for 2 years. But if it turns out that it's not needed, he doesn't mind having the get bichal. Whenever what's holding it back is not from her, hareza get, then it's going to be a good get. So she didn't do anything to stop the tanai from being makuyam. So then it's going to be a valid get. So let's review what we learned today. So today we learned Mishnah Hay and Vav. In Mishnah Hay we said that if someone says to his wife, this is your get, Almanasa, you give me 200 zuz. So they're divorced right away, but only when only on the condition that eventually she gives 200 zuz. If he puts a time frame to it, so we honor that time frame. Rabbi Shimon Leal said that there was a story of a guy who told his wife, that you give me my favorite jacket, and she lost the jacket, so the Chacham said, you don't have to give the jacket, just give whatever the jacket is worth. And then Mishnah Vav, we said, if he says that this should be your get almanas, that you serve my father, or that you nurse my child, so and that means for just a single day, so the child needs to be nursed at some point, according to the Tanakhama, within the first 2 years of his life, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, within the first 18 months of his life. But if the child dies, or the father dies, and there's no need for service, so then the get is going to be chal. But if he's much more specific, and he says, I want you to serve, this is your get almanas, that you serve my father for 2 years, or that you nurse my child for 2 years, and then the service is no longer needed, so the Tanakhama says, so it's not a valid get, because she did not fulfill the Tanai. But Rabbi Shimon Leal says, it is a valid get, because there's no longer a need for that Tanai. As long as it's not her fault, then the get is still going to be valid. Okay, that's from tomorrow. We'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin.